Hey, I want to welcome you to the Disciple Making Church podcast. My name's Ken Adams, and I'm the founder and director of Impact Ministries, and also I get to be the pastor of a place called Crossroads Church in Noonan, Georgia. And today, got a special guest with me. This is Kevin Burrell, and Kevin Burrell is a professional scout for Major League Baseball, and works with an organization called the Chicago White Sox. And but more than that, Kevin is part of our church here at Crossroads, and he is a disciple maker. And so, Kevin, good to have you today, man.
Thanks, Ken. Good to be here.
And so, so we're going to talk a little bit more about how God's opening some doors for us in discipling in the athletic arena. But first of all, let me just say thanks for joining us. And if you will, just kind of the podcast here, and also just share it with people, especially, man, coaches and athletes and people that you know that might have a real interest in learning and knowing how to leverage the athletic arena, sports teams, all that kind of stuff, to be able to fulfill the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. So most of the time when we meet, Kevin, we're talking about the disciple-making church. And I guess today is really the church that's left the building, right? And it's kind of the church that's out in the world. And so we've created a couple of disciple-making resources. And one is called the Disciple-Making Coach. And the other, I'm sorry, it's called Coaching with Impact. We used to call it the Disciple-Making Coach, but it's the Coaching with Impact. And then sort of a companion resource called Competing with Impact. Obviously, one is for raising up disciple-making coaches. The other one is for discipling athletes. And so both of these resources are brand new. They're kind of hot off the press, and we're just getting a lot of coaches and schools and teams starting to use them. And so we thought it would be a good idea to take a little bit of the time and talk through that with you, what those resources are and what they do. And so Kevin is a big part of that. He's kind of helped me develop some of this, wrote the foreword in both these books. So Kevin, just start us off, man. Tell us just a little bit, first of all, just about you, your journey in disciple-making, athletic. Just let us hear it.
Okay. So I grew up in Southern California and played baseball out there in high school, and has committed to San Diego State University back in the day, and decided that, you know, it's a professionally, I wanted to pursue professional baseball was a goal. So in 1981, I was a first round draft pick by the Red Sox out of high school. And so I started my baseball career. And so fast forward now, I wound up playing 10 years professionally and then transitioned into scouting in the fall of 1991. So I've been scouting a long time. And I've just noticed, you know, through this period of time of being in professional baseball, that it really is a mission field in and of itself. So I know it's always important to go into all the world, but we have an opportunity right here in college baseball, high school baseball, and professional baseball just to be a disciple maker and really challenge Christians that are in baseball and really help them to learn what it means to be a disciple and then the process of how to make a disciple.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And I've heard you say this before, that you consider yourself really a disciple maker disguised as a scout, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I look at my role. And I love what I do in baseball. But at the core part of that is just really just very passionate about being a disciple maker and trying to help these coaches and athletes and scouts to become, you know, all they can be as a disciple maker. Yeah.
So talking a little bit about your journey. So tell us when did the kind of the understanding and the commitment and the passion really for being a disciple and building disciples, when did that really click for you? How did that happen?
So on June 3rd, 1976 is when I gave my life to Christ and became a Christ follower. Was raised in a Christian home, going to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night and Wednesday nights, and just had a wonderful foundation there. But really, never really understood. I knew you were supposed to be a disciple. I had no idea how to be a disciple, and I definitely had no idea how to reproduce or make a disciple until I wound up coming here to Crossroads Church and went through an impact class with you, and just really, that was over 20 years ago, and really it lit a fire in me and just gave me a whole new vision and a mission of trying to flesh this out in my profession.
Yeah. And so literally, I mean, I've had a front row seat to that. And so, I mean, literally you have done disciple making in our church, but you've also used your platform and your connection to baseball to actually invest in a number of guys over the years. And your schedule is very crazy. You do a lot of traveling. Like, so how have you made that work? And what, you have any idea of how many maybe groups or people that you've invested in?
No particular number, a lot though.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so,
a lot, yeah.
Currently, you know, this is a resource with coaching with Impact, especially that we have a group on Mondays that meet online, and we started with four guys, and now we have 105 in there, and they're at different points in their journey and their walk. Some are brand new Christians, some have been Christians for a while. Mm-hmm. But many of them are using this resource now, and it's just an opportunity now with the 105 coaches that and scouts that we have on there. Mm-hmm. And then in my travels, I cover all of Georgia, all of South Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida. So it's an opportunity for me to connect with coaches all the time. Yeah. And always challenging, and I just make the big ask to them. You know, are they in a church? Are they in a small group? What's their faith? What does that look like? And so, you know me, I'm pretty bold and outspoken with that. And so it's just something that, you know, I'm really passionate about because our sport needs it. This game needs it. And athletics needs it.
Yeah, that's cool. So let's talk a little bit more specifically about the coaching resource, because you've been one of the very first guys since we developed it to actually implement it. And you've taken at least one or two groups, I know, through our Coaching with Impact here in a local high school setting, right? So I guess my first question is, so what are we trying to, what is kind of the end result or the end goal? If a coach meets in, obviously they meet in a group, y'all meet early in the morning before school, right? And so maybe tell us a little bit about that. And then let's say it's a, what is it? It's 10 weeks or 12 weeks, something like that. And so after you go through it, what are we hoping happens? Kind of talk me through that.
Yeah. So the big picture goal is to take these coaches, many of them are, you know, certainly Christian coaches at this point, and really teach them systematically what it means to be a disciple. Many of them don't really know. They know they're supposed to be a disciple. They really don't know what it means to be a disciple, though. So walking them through that process, certainly every week. And then as we get through the journey of that, then transitioning and helping them understand how to reproduce it and the priority of going out and actually making disciples. Mm-hmm. Because being a disciple and making disciples are two different things.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, that's been the fun part of it, is when the light comes on and they realize what they're supposed to do, and when they grasp it, and then they begin to go out and reproduce it, which is happening even right now with some of these local coaches in the community.
Yeah, wow. So you're actually seeing guys walk through the process, turn around, and start discipling other coaches.
And it's really, hitting a home run and, you know, hitting a walk-off or something like that is great, but when you actually get to see this flesh out and you get to see coaches really grasp it and understand it and then implement it with other coaches or even some with other athletes that they're coaching. It just brings a certain amount of joy. No wonder, you know, in God's word, when the disciples came back and reported to Jesus and it said he was full of joy. And it does bring you a lot of joy.
Yeah. So give us just a quick snapshot of kind of when you meet, what does a meeting look like? How many guys are in a group? How do you go about using the resource? Because clearly, we just want to get people into God's Word, right? Mm-hmm. So give us a quick update.
Yeah, so I usually try to target at least 8 coaches. Sometimes it's 6, but 6 to 8, I think, is a safe group. But I'm very clear with them about what the expectation is. And that this isn't something that they're to come into for a week and miss 2 weeks, or come in for 2 weeks and miss 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So it's real clear expectations. Mm-hmm. They understand what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. And so every group that I've led, every coaching group that I've led through this, they've been tremendously committed. Mm-hmm. And they see it. They coming in, they're not sure because they've never been taught this. Mm-hmm. But once they're in it for a few weeks, you can see their wheels starting to turn. Mm-hmm. And then when you give them a visual and trying to flesh out the disciple making process of the funnel, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, that's so good, man. And it's just, man, what an amazing thing to be able to take the concept of making disciples that make disciples and take it outside of the walls of the church and to take it into, you know, either a high school campus or a college campus or even in a rec league, you know. And in fact, there's a guy in our church that owns a cheer gymnasium where they teach cheerleading and those kinds of things and a little bit of gymnastics. And he's actually taking his coaches through Coaching with Impact so that they're being able to have the character and conduct of Christ as they do their training and lead these cheer teams. So it really is just amazing the potential that we have with that. So let's shift gears for a minute. Let's talk about competing with Impact. And so now this is a little bit more geared for the actual player, the actual athlete. And so I don't know if you, have you even led anybody through this book yet?
Not yet. I'm going to be doing that in the fall, but because we just released it not long ago. But yeah, I got a couple neat stories about that. Good.
And you did some of the previous version of it that we called Impact Athlete. Right. Yeah. So what can you tell us a little bit about what we're trying to accomplish there?
Yeah. So very much similar to Coaching with Impact, but Competing with Impact is really focused and geared towards the athlete themselves. Mm-hmm. So these guys have great influence as athletes from the pro level, even at the college level now, and really using this resource. I was at a local college, big major Power Five college, meeting with some of their players during the offseason, doing some draft meetings, and several of them were Christians. And I talked to them about this book in my meeting, and it was really neat. And they asked me, is there any way I can get a copy of this, you know? I help lead our local FCA and would love to use this resource. So that was one example of that. I had a Division II baseball coach that is leading a group of 20 players through this resource now. So it's just really neat to watch this begin to take some roots.
Yeah. And you know, anybody that's been involved in athletics is basically understands that the athletic arena either brings out the best in people or the worst in people, right? Yeah. And so when we're able to teach people how you can use athletics to help, first of all, help you to be even more rightly related to God, it can help you to become a better version of yourself because you become more spirit-controlled rather than self-controlled. And then it actually helps you to influence the people on your team, the people on the opposite team. And actually, it's really just the great commandment being fleshed out in our lives in an athletic arena.
Yeah, a lot of these coaches and athletes, you know, in the course, in the context of the small group, you know, one thing I'll ask them is, hey, tell me what the character of Christ is. Mm-hmm. And I might ask six or eight athletes or coaches, and guess how many answers I get? I get six or eight different answers. Yeah. And same thing with the conduct of Christ. What is the conduct of Christ? And sometimes it's just like a blank stare because they've never really been taught that. So when they understand and grasp that the character of Christ is the fruit of the Spirit, the nine fruit of the Spirit, and the conduct of Christ is simply how he managed his life, mm-hmm. and how he operated in his life very strategically, it really fuels them. They understand their why. They begin to understand why they exist and why they're in the role they are.
Yeah, that's really good. And you know, you think about this, man. When you've got an athlete that is demonstrating, you know, in the heat of competition, man, where it gets really intense and it's very you know, it's a very discipline type environment. And you got people that are there that are actually controlled by the Holy Spirit. And so they are demonstrating love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. And then they are also looking at that team, that game, that training, whatever it is, as a way to actually demonstrate being a messenger for Christ, being a disciple maker for Christ, being a minister for Christ. I mean, gosh, what a great environment for really a person to demonstrate what it means to be a fully trained disciple.
It is, and it's operating in that fruit of the Spirit in the context of your life as a coach and as an athlete in the environment of competition is always going to be a challenge. And I kind of relate it to, you got 10 plates going or 9 plates going in this, you know, and by the time you get down to the last plate, that first one is wobbling. And so you're always having to adjust and make the adjustment on that.
Yeah. Well, man, Kevin, thanks for coming in and joining us on the podcast here. I think, you know, I would just say that really, if you're connecting with us and watching us, and maybe you're thinking, you know, you do most of your disciple making in the church world, I would just encourage you to think how you can extend past that into the community, and not even just in the athletic arena, but whatever arena you're at. Maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a first responder, whatever the case may be. Look for opportunities to be making disciples just even outside of the local church context. So anyway, thank you for sharing and giving us some insight. Here's what we want to do is that if you're interested in knowing how you can start and getting a hold of some of these resources, just go to impactdisciples.com. There'll be a link here on our podcast that you can go to. And just go to Impact Disciples, order your copy, check it out, give it a try. And man, what a great thing it would be if you were able to start making disciples that make disciples in really every area of life. So again, thank you for joining us. And Kevin, thanks for being a part of it. And we'll see you again next time.